Okay, Rabbos, a couple of announcements. First of all, Ezra Shem, tonight the bus will be leaving at 6:30 from the bookstore. So that leaving, the klal, that you should be there before 6:30, so you should be on the bus so it can leave on time. So all those that are going on the bus, the please be prompt. Okay, those that are driving, we have directions from MapQuest, and we have to point out that Washington Bridge is not the Jordan Washington Bridge. The thing will end up in Jersey. We don't want to end up in Jersey. We want to end up in the Bronx. Okay, so those that are driving, we have the directions right here. Okay. Okay. So Bez Hashem. Okay. That's tonight. And Bez Hashem, we'll get there around 6:45. We'll have Marv, Rabbi Ricky Rothberger. Bez Hashem will be laying the Megillah for us, and then we'll break the fast downstairs in the social hall, and we'll have a little masiva there, dancing, eating, a little packet, and then we'll come back here and have the YU masiva. Those that are coming to the Suda by our Suda, they should be by the apartment around 11:15. We're planning to start the Suda. Those that are coming, we're not going to have a Suda into Shabbos. We're going to have an early Suda, 11:15. There will be Shir Bez Hashem this Sunday. This Sunday there will be Shir. It might be abbreviated because there's a couple of weddings and we have to, but there should be a shir on Sunday. Okay, and then after Monday we'll continue with the Hazara. Okay? Okay, I'd like to divide the shir into two parts today. One in Halacha on Purim and one in Chumash and Machshava. The Gemara in Megillah and the Yudal Roman Aleph says, Tanu Rabbanan, Arboim Ushmon and Avim Ushevan Avios Nisnabu Lohem Yisrael Velo Pichsu Velo Hosiro Mashakosu V'Torah. That the 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os that were Nisnabu for Kal Yisrael did not subtract or add anything in the Torah, except for Mikra Megillah, and the Ramban the Chumash has a whole discussion. It means that obviously they can, well, they're not allowed to add something. They can darshan from the Yud Gimel Midos that the Torah addresses for him, and because it also would be Baltosos. Right, so Chutz Mikra Megillah, my Doris, Amar, see, that's what the Ramban Chumash explains. The my Doris means that they had to have a way of learning it out through the Yud Gimel Midos Shatora and the Dresses Bem or something like that. It couldn't just be add things that or else it would be a Shail of Baltosif. Amar Pia Bar Oven, Amar Yeshua Ben Korcha, my Me'avdus L'cheiras, Amrin and Shira, Misal Chaim L'kol Shekei. That the Kal V'chomer Me'avdus L'cheiras, Amrin and Shira, so Misal Chaim L'kol Shekei. So there's a chiyuv to sing Shira. There's a famous machlokas. We had discussed this last year. Between what? Can he? Right, but first before that was a machlokas what? The Netziv and the Chasam Sofer. Right, the famous machlokas between the Netziv and the Shulchas and the Chasam Sofer. We had a whole packet on this. Look back in your packets. The Netziv says that this Kal V'chomer applies only to the year that the Yeshua happens. That whenever you have Yeshua, you have a chiyuv to sing Shira based on this Kal V'chomer. May Avdus L'cheiras Amrin and Shira, so Mimisa L'chaim L'kol Shekein. That Yitzias Mitzrayim, Rashi says, from Avdus L'cheiras they said Shira L'yam, so therefore, so Mimisa L'chaim Kol Shekein is a chiyuv to sing Shira. That's the opinion of the Netziv, only that year, and the Chasam Sofer's opinion is that it's every subsequent year. On the anniversary of that Yeshua, there's a chiyuv to have Shira. on that year. And that's what Michael Slomnicki just points out, the tshuva of the Kol Mevaser, right, which we did last year, right? From Meshulam Roth, who was a Rav in Europe. Rav Melech Schechter Shlita was a lived in that community where Meshulam Roth was the Rav. And it's a Shilas and Tshuva Sefer. So the main Tshuva that people quote about Yom Ha'atzmaut is about this Chasam Sofer, about that whenever there's Yeshua, so based on this Kal V'Chomer, there's a Chiyuv to have the Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only that year like in the Tziv, but like the Chasam Sofer says, every subsequent year as well. So the Gemara says, Yihachi Halal Nami Neima. So why don't we say Halal on Purim? So the right. So the Gemara says, L'fisha Ein Omim Halal Neisha B'chutz Laretz. So the first Teretz is, you don't say Halal on a Neisha B'chutz Laretz. So then the Gemara says, Yitzis Mitzrayim the Neisha B'chutz Laretz Heichem Rin and Shira. So what about Yitzis Mitzrayim that was also Chutz Laretz? And we think Shigel Tanya. So the my answer is Achal Nichnasu Yisrael La'aretz Huchshu Kol Aratzos Lo Mashira. That before Klal Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael, so then you can sing Shira even in Neisha B'chutz Laretz. Mishach Nichnasu Yisrael La'aretz Huchshu Kol Aratzos Lo Mashira. But once they went into Eretz Yisrael, then there was then they can't sing Shira. So therefore, Purim was already during the 70 years of Golus Bavel. So Mamela, you can't sing Shira anymore because they were already in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael already had a special Kedusha. So Mamela, you can't sing Shira anymore on a Neish Sebechutz Laris. Now Rav Nachman has his famous comment. Rav Nachman Omar Kiryasa Zo Halila. That the Kriya of the Megillah, that itself is the Halal. In other words, recounting the whole Pashtra means recounting the whole story, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Nes Nisner saved Klal Yisrael, that itself is the Halal. Through Yasu Zohi Lila, we'll get back to that. And Rava Omar Bishlam Hashem Halu Adde Hashem Velo Avde Paro. So it's by Yitzias, he gives a different terrence. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, so we got out of Paro's clutches. So no, we're good. But here, El Hacha Halu Avde Hashem Velo Avde Hashveros, Akati Avde Hashveros Shonon. But it's granted that we, you know, Haman's Gezeres were thwarted. But we weren't free people. We were still under the dominion of Ahasuerus, so we weren't free people. So Mamela, what? We can't say Halal because, in other words, when Haman was around, so we had Haman on top of us and Ahasuerus on top of us. Now, Haman is gone, but Ahasuerus is still on top of us, so we're not free people, so we can't say the Halal. So these are the three Terutzim that the Gemara gives. Ein Omim Halal Neisha B'chutz Laretz, or Kiryasa Zohei Lila, or Akadi Avdei Ahasuerus Shonon. Now, if you look in the Hagos Haba, it says, has a different gear, it says, Maskit L'Rava. Mi Dami. So the way we have it in the Gemara is Rava Omar. But the way the Haba has it is Maskit L'Rava. The words, Rava is asking for the kasha. In other words, how can you even suggest that there's a Pi and Halal, but we're still a Kabi Achatveres or not? See, if you have the gears of Rava Omar, that so it's a, he's giving a separate parents, but if it's Maskit law, he's trying to attack all the previous assumptions. We'll see that in a second. So I'd like to focus on Rav Nachman's reason of Kriyasa Zohalila. So the famous Meiri. always had interesting things to say. You find there are a lot of the Terusa that are grown and give to certain kashas. It's already in the near. The Beis Yosef didn't have a meiri. He didn't have the sect. I was learning once years ago in the Kol Eli, the Kol Eli, and I saw the Beis Yosef quoted as a meiri, and I was about to fall off the chair. Because I always thought that we just discovered the meiri 50 years ago in the Vatican. That we discussed it So apparently there's the whole 20 volumes of the Meiri is like 5 pages called Kiryas Sefer on Hilchos Stam. Apparently the Beis Yosef had those 5 pages. Let's see. He quotes from there. But the rest of the Meiri he didn't have. So he says like this, Dover Yadu, who is Ein Omen Hal before, the whole time of the Yosef, Nechel to a lovely Gemara. She'echad mehem Omer, she'kriyotu zohi milah. The Nira Lee, this is the famous line. So the time says, Yitayya b'lochim, she'ein Omen Gilah, she'kore ha'al. Here he says this famous line, that if you're the Mokom, she'ein Omen Gilah, that you should read how. Really, there's a key of Hallel. And since there's a key of Hallel, so you don't take the key of Hallel with the Megillah. There's a key of Hallel. According to Rav Nachman. Key of Hallel, according to Rav Nachman. And you just yoked it, it's a key of Hallel with the Megillah. But we saw he wouldn't have a Megillah. So then, after you should read Hallel. Just like we say Hallel by Hanukkah. Say Hallel for it. That's the famous, but then the Meiri says that that's only according to the reason of Lan Kriyasu Zohi Lila. But he continues, we come up with him. Hamachin here in Bapas of Gemara. There's another reason given in the Gemara. Another reason given in the Gemara is a Kapiachashmeir Kanon, the Moyotsu Miyatu Bakeru. Hey, Moshe, Abdi Hashem, no fellow, the Beit Hashem Omar. Abdi Hashem Lavat. In other words, Halut Abdi Hashem. You only say that if you're only Abdi Hashem. But if you're still subjugated by some other force on top of you, even though you have Yeshua, it's still under the subjugation, so then you don't say Halut, no nation describing. According to the reasoning that why? From the Abdi Hashmeir, and on the third reasoning, that Abdi Shaykh Yod Megillah, quite apparently, that even someone who doesn't have a Megillah ain't a Koresa Hallel. However, says the Miri Verisha Nir Yosef, but he thinks that the previous reason of Rav Nachman is Nir Yosef, and that's only once as long as Kal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. But once they go, so then it's like before, like pre Israel time. Okay, so this is a famous line of the Meiri. So you're not saying a Kiddush LaHalacha here, the Meiri. You're not saying a Kiddush LaHalacha. And this is quoted, the post can discuss this. The Birkei Yosef from the next page of page 3, that's the Chidor. The Chidor is an interesting person. Like, he went around the world. Rabbi Koretsky is Atzal. His son wrote a biography of the Chidor. He's a traveler, you know, and he went to different places, he got manuscripts, and he went all around the world, and he went to the local library, and he found all these manuscripts, and he wrote thousands of stories. So they have a set of
Kisvei Kedard, which is Sparta-based Medrash court. So all Kisvei Kedard, and they're like 100 Sparim, you know. I told the library that they should buy it. They didn't want to buy it. They have not enough money for it. So the Sparta-based Medrash, and there's more, they bought it. Had the Sparim sale last year already. So because there's a lot of little Sparim, like the Devash Lafi, you know, Sparim that you never heard of, but
He said, the Kashuk shot of the post game is that you never say halal. The time in the road, who the Omer, happy out of Abde Hasbeiros, who have the Lolom, Ein Lolom. So according to Rabba, it's Lolom Ein Lolom, who the Halacha Kerab, the Hubasra. The Hubasra. But the Halacha is like, Rabba, he's the Basra, and Magam Lutik Yersus Haricha Ras Haran Begoris Maskit Lo Rava Kama B'der Haskanta Lo Asimo Loi Fadi Hilchus HaKavose. In other words, he wants to say, that's why I showed you the Bach. The Bach had the Gersus Maskit Lo. So Maskit Lo means he's not much trying to attack what Rav Nachman is saying. I mean, even if it does say Maskit Lo, he's still disagreeing, but Maskit Lo is the strongest statement that he's upschlugging it. So if that's the Gersus, he thinks the Pasha Shkat Rav is the Basra, he's the later Rabbi. And so we passed him like the Batra, and especially if he has the gear to mock people, then his mom is coming to attack Rabnachman, so we don't pass him like Rabnachman. And that gear to the gear to Sarif as well on page 4. Not an Arab tree, not so he says, Mask is a love, read on me, and which was the gear to Bach, which is the gear to Sarif. The Rambam also is matched with that there's no halal of words, page 5. So we'll take your halal of words, Kriyas and Yilahita halal. That there's no halal in Purim, because, so it's interesting. In other words, the Rambam also quotes from that. In other words, there are two things here. You could say that we don't pass him like Rav Nachman, we pass him maybe like Rav, right? That there's no but you don't have to, right? That's one thing. But even if you pass him like Rav Nachman, it doesn't necessarily compel you to say what the Meiri says. What you could say, like the Rambam says, well, take the halal before him to create some Gilead. There was no Takhoman. But according to the Meiri, the Chandra Nachman, there was a Takhoman Howl, but he also did a Takhoman through Kriyas HaMegillah. The Rambam also holds brings down the words of Rav Nachman. But he's saying the Chandra Nachman is there was no Takhoman at all. Yeah.
I don't really understand how we see from the Rambam that
it's
because the Rambam says the whole Tikkun Howl of the Torah.
And then it's in the shoulders. The Tzib Rav Tzedek Perish on the Shulchus, the Amek She'ela. He says, "The least you say that many reasons, the least you the start of the Megillah, the angle of the Megillah was four times different from Halal. If you might not remember the Megillah, Rav Yudal, the Hakki, the angle of Halal is four, but since we have to do the Megillah. So in this record, it's never close, like the Pidasa. But he has died in Yesh Tshuva. What does tshuva mean? Tshuva means the response. The kaven sheikro bezman hazeinu elo midrabanan. But since the whole Purim and Halal Purim would only be midrabanan, ein lano elo ma sheikro. He
other words, what does that mean? You're saying a loaded statement here.
Saying that, and I think this is in the Siv L'Shitaso.
So if Hallel would be the Raisa,
if the Siv L'Shitaso is only before, it's only the Raisa of the year of the Mitzvah. But if you hold that, so in other words, if you hold it would be the Raisa, even the Marazer, then you don't even have Hallel. You don't need a takana that I should put on film in the morning. You don't need a takana that I should put on mezuzah. The Rebbe Shalom said that already. You don't need a takana. So that's what Rebbe Shulam brought, holds like the Chasam Sofer. He says, what do you mean that people say there's no takana, there's no bezin? Rebbe Shulam brought says you don't need a bezin. It's a daraisa. Because the Kal v'chomer me'avdus mecheres amin neshir and misha mechayim l'kolcha came, if that Kal v'chomer daraisa applied in all the subsequent years, so you don't need it. You don't need a takana. It's a din daraisa based on the Kal v'chomer. So you don't need a takana. Right? So that's why Rabbi Shulam Roth said, how will your maximum, you don't need a takana, because it's if you hold like the Chasam Sofer. And Tzim L'Shitaso holds not that way. And Tzim L'Shitaso holds that the Kal v'chomer is only that year. So he's saying that even if you're going to say there's a Pi of Hallel of Purim, it's not going to be a real Pi of Daraisa based on the Kal v'chomer. It's only going to be because a takana de Rabbanu, because the Pi of Daraisa is only the year of Yeshua. So Mimela, says that it's only a Darabanan, so then it's only Darabanan, then you need a Takana. When he said he's true, the Kiva, the Ikra, the Zmana, the Eno, the Darabanan, Eno, the Elmash Tiknu. You see, that line is loaded. You have to understand that line in the context of the Nitziv Shita in general. What we said before, that the Kalmachomer is only the year of Yeshua. So the Mela, so he says, if they weren't Masakin, then that's it. Kol Shachatar, the Shatayin, al Iker Atachana, Lama lo Kriklu lo Mahalal, Akshah Shalom Yiskan, the Ezekam. In other words, the Nitziv Shikato is saying that since it's only the Rabbana, it's a Takana, so now the Gemara was just explaining the different reasons why didn't they make a takana on Purim. With all the halal of subsequent years, and any Yeshua is only the Rabbana. But you need a takana for that. So Rameh, why did they make the takana? So then the Gemara gives various reasons. The Lamaisa, Kriyasu Zoe Lila, is the reason why they didn't make a takana. So once they didn't make a takana, you can't say like the Meiri, that if you see, the Meiri would be good, the Meiri would be good with the Chasam Sofer. I never thought of this till right now. The Meiri would be better with the Chasam Sofer. In other words, because the Chasam Sofer holds you don't need a takana. It's a Meiri. So the Meiri, then there's more room to say that even if there was no takana, right, so why do we do it? So we say we fulfill the daraisa of halal through the Megillah. But the Maisa, if you don't have a Megillah, you still have a key of daraisa. So then maybe Taki you can say halal according to that. I mean, the Maisa we don't do this, even if you hold like the Chasam Sofer. I mean, you could tie that if you say halal on Yom HaTzmut, you should say halal on Purim also. You know, but the Maisa, we only usually have a Megillah. So in that rare case, if you won't have a Megillah, but this is a very interesting, in other words, to really appreciate this, you have to, but that's fundamental machlokes between the Tzir and the Chasam Sofer, whether the Me'adros, the Peyot, Amin, Chi, and Nisar, Chaim, and Kolzake, is only a Kal v'chomer for the year of the Yeshua, for all subsequent years. Okay. Now there's an interesting discussion that revolve around besides this Meiri. Right, the Meiri is one of the key discussions. And then we have a Mishnah in the text of the Megillah. Says the Mishnah, I'm sorry, I'm the Megillah, all made the Yoshi. Right? That if you want to read the Megillah, is that you're reading, you're not doing it necessarily the seaboard. You're at home, you're reading the Megillah. So there's no chiyah that you have to read the Megillah standing up. The Megillah, you can read the first of the Megillah, only the Yom Shem. Right? As the Gemara says, by saying the Torah, etc. But the Megillah can be read, they only
say, then, and yes, there's no key in understanding for the Megillah.
Well,
the problem is the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Yud, page 8. We know that there's a din of Berkus HaGomel. Arba Tzrichim Lahodos. There's four people that are here to bench Gomel. Cholesh and Esrape. Right, a person got better. He had a very severe illness. Chavos Yotza Mibeis Asurim. A person who was freed from jail. Yardei Hayam Sha'olu. People that were on a dangerous boat journey. V'holchei Drachim Shegil Yishuv. So says the Rambam, Shrikim L'Hodos Usnei Asara. You have to have a minion. Ushnai Mehem Chachamim, and two of the minions should be Talmidei Chachamim. Shenemar Vayimromu B'Kalam U'Moshe V'Sakenin Yahaluhu. The case of Moda, the case of Mivarach, Omeid Beinehem U'Mivarach Asher Kedush Hagomel L'Chayovim Tovus Agmal Ani Kol Tov. Chalashom Yomim Shen Gmal Chatov U'Gmal Chodom Shalom. There's one word that the poskim pick up in this Rambam. What's the one word? One word. One word that the Rambam adds that you wouldn't necessarily... Oh, what?
Omeid, very good.
Omeid. What's this idea of Omeid Beinehem? Omeid Beinehem. In other words, which implies that when this person says the Birkas HaGomel, he's standing. He's standing. So the Eliyahu Rabba picks up on this, and this is the new printing of the Eliyahu Rabba. It was a newer print, there was an older new printing. There were three printings of the Eliyahu Rabba, the old printing, and then the nicer new print, and this is the better print. This is the best printing to get. Loshon HaRambam, Omeid Beinehem Mevarach. Kosek Kesem Mishnah Tzarki and Menale. Right, Kesem Mishnah asks, well, how does the Rambam know this thing that there's an Indian to stand by Birkas HaGomel? Chayin Shmito B'Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch, it's taken out. Babach Chosav, the Lomid Melishna Dekra. Uvumoshe V'Zakenim Yehaleluhu. In other words, what did the Pasuk say? Yeromu Barov B'Kalam. Uvumoshe V'Zakenim Yehaleluhu. So what does it mean? Alma V'Zakenim B'Yeshiva. As it says, most of his kainim, as much as his kainim is sitting down. Mechlal de mahalolim va'amida. That's how the Bach explains. That since that's how the Rambam learned it out. From the pasuk that says, Moshe's kainim, as much as his kainim is sitting down. Much more, his kainim, who you're saying it in front of, they're sitting down, but the person who's saying the bracha is va'amida, atan, the dochak. That's what the Bach says. V'laniyaz daiti, the Eliyahu Rabba says, I have a different shot. And what's this idea of standing up for Birkas HaGomel? And he has daiti yotzel Rambam mi dekarya le hakra loshan halal. Right? What's the pasuk say? Yehalu b'kalam. The Birkas HaGomel is called to be shevach, to give halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kalam. Mi dekarya le hakra loshan halal. Dami lahalal the kaimalon the kamon. We're going to see later on. It says in the Beis Yosef Simatov Chavez the halal b'amida. That when you say halal, it's supposed to be b'amida. The chesiv halalu kol avdei Hashem ha'omdim. Vehein aminav vein l'shanos. Right? Svardim also, right? Albert, Svardim stand for halal. Svardim stand for halal. Right, the Sfardim, they sit a lot of the davening, right? The Kaddish, they sit, we just had many shiurim last year about the Indian of Amida, Yeshiva, but it's the halal, you stand up. So Mimela, Eliyahu Rabba says, since Birkas HaGomel is a type of halal, because it says via haluluhu, and we know that then it's by halal he's supposed to stand, so Mimela, Birkas HaGomel, he's supposed to stand.
And this halacha that you're supposed to stand for halal is quoted in the Beis Yosef on page 10. Beis Yosef says, "Kosher b'shibole haleket, hora harav Rabbeinu Meir, the mitzvah halal kriyasho me'uman." The halal is supposed to be standing. That time kosher harav bin yamin al shema kosher halu avdei Hashem sheomdim b'beis Hashem. And Mashakorim also b'leil p'sachim yeshiva. So the halal leil p'sachim at the seder was sitting down. You call shachalukim also vein matrichim alav lamod. Different reasons. Either maybe it's a different type of halal, like we saw last the Hanukkah time. We discussed the Rapaigo and the halal shel yeshiva and halal shel shira, etc. But he says simply that it's just a tircha. Everyone's at the meal to make everyone stand. We're not matriach. And similar, you have your coast in your hand. You know, you're going to stand up with your coast. It's, you know, he's saying a very, is what we call a balabatish svara. In other words, the reason why halal at the seder is b'yeshiva, it's just a tirka. But really, halal is b'amida. Or haram kachul v'vishad derech leil pesach derech haseba v'cheiru sein matrichim oso lamod. Different reasons, and it could be also based on the Rapaigo, and it's a different type of halal, whatever the case may be. But halal is b'amida. So again, the Rambam has a chiddush. That what the brikas hagomel is there, and then the Kesef Mishnah asks the kasha, where does the Rambam get it from? So the Bach gives the teretz that he gets it from the fact that it says Moshev's cane. So Moshev's cane is the cane that means everyone has to be Shiva. But the Eliyahu Rabbah says it's based on this Shiboli Alekek. And once we know that Halal has to be the what? The Amida. So, and Mimela, this is the type of Halal, Yahalu B'Kalam. So Mimela, Berkas HaGomel is also what? The Amida. Oh. So the Chasam, so now you know where we're heading to now. Where are we heading to now? What? Megillah, what did the Mishnah say? Koreis and Megillah, Omei V'Yosher, so you can sit for the Megillah, right? But we got through saying that what, according to Rav Nachman, Kiryasu Zohelila, so the Mela, why should there be a heter to sit for the Megillah? Isn't Kiryasu Zohelila? So the the Chasam Sofer asked this kasha in the Tshuva on page 12. Let's look in the second arrow. Yesh la'ayin, Yisa l'divrei Eliyahu Rabbah hanal, if the Eliyahu Rabbah is correct, right, that the reason why the Rambam says with Brikas HaGomel you stand, because it's a din in Halel, in Kane Echor Megillah Omeh, the Yosef, and Megillah Kiyasu Zohi Lila. It's a heavy Kahal Bamida Dachka. Right, that's his Kasha. And in other words, his discussion also is, are you allowed to say Birkas HaGomel at night? That's what really he's concerned about. Can you say Birkas HaGomel at night? Because based on the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Birkas HaGomel is a key in Halel, Halel is Bayom. Right? That's his discussion. Yeah, so Pesach we say it at night, that's B'Shas Hanes, that's a Halal Shel Shira, that's what he discussed in the previous paragraph. I mean, that's a special, but normally, Halal Bayom, right? Mizrak Shemesh Ad Nivoo, the Gemara learns it out in Megillah. That you can say Halal from sunrise to sunset. Mizrak Shemesh Ad Nivoo. So, the question is, if the comparison of Eliyahu Rabbah is true, and you're supposed to, that Birkas HaGomel is patterned after Hallel, and that's why you have a din of Amida, according to Rambam, you should also have a din in to say it by Yom. So, so he's not sure. And then he says in the next paragraph, in the second column, Al kein midani alai ibididi habuvda. In other words, if I would have a situation where I'd have to say Birkas HaGomel, gamani hayisi mevarach balayla. Hahu. He says theoretically, maybe, you know, maybe the comparison is not so. Because if because he could shlug up the Eliyahu Rabba. But in fact, in other words, by the fact that we see by Megillah, but we see by Megillah, the Megillah is also halal according to Rav Nachman, and yet Megillah is what is even yeshiva. So you see that this the comparison. You want to make a comparison between Din Halal to Birkas HaGomel, well, you see that the comparison even to Megillah, where the Gemara Mamish calls it Hallel, yet it doesn't get to do all the Dine Hallel. So Birkas HaGomel, where the Gemara never calls it Hallel, the Pasuk is Mashma, you can call it Hallel, certainly should not necessarily get all the Dine Hallel, just because it's Bimkom Hallel, but that doesn't mean it gets all the dinim of Hallel Haraya, that Kriyasa Zohi Lila, and yet what? Yet you still could kore some Megillah Yoshev. So Mimela, so therefore Huadinami, Birkas HaGomel has some smacks of Hallel, but doesn't mean it gets all the Dine Hallel, and therefore it should be even Balayla. But he says he doesn't want to be Matya Befarhesya, Dovra Tamul the Rabbin. Right? There's an Indian that Post can bring down that if that even though you hold something as mutter, but if people are gonna not understand why it's mutter, you're not supposed to do it with Farhesya. Bitsima you can do it, but to make it Farhesya something that's Tamu al Rabim that you shouldn't do. So he says that he thinks this would be Tamu al Rabim, and the Prat maybe the Minhaga, that the Minhag is not to do this. Shalom Zalchaz Shalom Minhaga Yisrael, a field culture. That is a big Yisod. Chasim Sofer says, not to be Mizalvel and Minhaga Yisrael. See, a lot of people today are, you know, rationalists, where people of the Rambam, we don't do things if it's not in the Rambam, you know, but the Chasim Sofer was very big, especially as fighting the Reform. You know, it's very dangerous to tamper with a Minhag Yisrael. You know, it's brought down the Minhag is Osios Gehenim.
People start up with Minhagim. The Mariel started up with the Nusach HaTfil, you know, different, you know, start up with Minhagim. It's not a simple thing, because the Rav Tzadok writes someplace that Bizman Azeh, that everything is written down, so the real Torah Shebal Peh, Bizman Azeh, is Minhag Yisrael. And Minhagim are fascinating, you know, what they're based on. There's so many Sfarim today that are written on Inyani Minhagim. There's a whole section in the library of Sfarim on Minhagim. So the Chasim Sofer says, Chatzar Sholem, even though he thinks of Mikra Adin, you see, Chasim Sofer wasn't a person in your face type of person. He thinks it's Mutter. He thinks maybe the whole comparison is not true. Mikra Adin is Mutter. So you would say, you would go out and we're going to say Dafka, we're going to have, you know, Birkas HaGomel Balayla, you know, Dafka, to show that, no, it's the Minhag Yisrael, so we're not going to, you know, even though I'll be Halakha, he thinks Mikra Adin is Mutter, but Minhag Yisrael is a beautiful Lashon. Lo lezalzal chas v'shalom b'minhag Yisrael. You know, the famous tshuva of the Chidah. What's the tshuva of the Chidah coming up? The people making fun. You know, people making fun of them? They got very upset. You know, people making fun.
That guy.
Ooh, that guy.
Chagyadim. People were making fun of Chagyadim, but they wanted to abolish it. And he writes the whole tshuva, was saying Chagyadim, that's a halakha minhag, the minhag Yisrael, Chagyadim, and you don't tamper with Chagyadim. And then subsequently, so many different people have written Yerushim of Chagyadim, the Amkus of Chagyadim, broad, has a sulfur, and this and that. But we're not, even though we, you know, we're big Londonim, and we know the Rambam, and this like that, you know, we don't machavek with Minag Yisrael, because once you machavek Minag Yisrael, you know, then you lose everything. And no one has the right to machavek with Minag Yisrael. You know, even though you know how to learn and you have a logical heart, a logical mind, and this and that, but if it's Minag Yisrael, certain Hagim, if they're going to, whatever, in certain situations, you don't treat, like a Shrek said, you don't treat a Minag like a Dindar, right? You know, whatever. It's just to stand say, you know, we don't see Sholem Aleichem. We're rationalists. You know, we don't speak to the Malachim. We don't do this. We don't do that. We're not, you know, Minag Yisrael, we're not, you lose everything. Once you lose Minhag Yisrael, everything falls apart. So Minhag Yisrael, yeah, everyone should keep to their family Minhagim. You know, you have your family Minhagim. You know, just because someone else does it this way, your father did it this way, your grandfather, you should keep Minhag Yisrael. It's an important thing. Okay. I'm getting off the topic here. Okay, so one could say, I think some suggest that maybe even if you want to say it's a bin halal, it's a different type of halal, it's a, you know, the halal of, you know, maybe a halal which is direct shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that the shibol, like it says, has to be mamida. But even if Rav Nachman says kriyotu zohi mila, maybe if you'd ask Rav Nachman, maybe he himself would say, this is a halal shel sefer dvarim. So you know, it's not a direct shevach, it's a shevach in an indirect way. It's a halal, so maybe the derech of that type of halal is through reading the story for him and thinking about the base sister of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that doesn't necessarily have to be about Mises. Okay, one other usage of the poskim hand of this Yatsu Zohililo is based on the Gemara and the Abdallah and Megillah. The Gemara says, I'm a Rav Shuva Levi, and this is a whole discussion of the Torah. I want to get today to give you a share of the Chiyah of Nashim and Kriyas Megillah, and whether they can be Motzi men and things. That's a different topic, but we'll touch on it for a second. Rav Shuva Levi said, Nashim Chayolas Vimikra Megillah, Sha'akein Hoyu Ba'oto Hanes. And Nashim were Chayyavas from Mikra Megillah because Avi and Ayub also are next. So Pasachat, what's the Chayyav? The Chayyav like men. So the Mahag has this famous thing quoted in Tosfos. Pasach Mahag, Isha Motzi Amina of Allah and Nashim. That a woman can be Motzi a man in Kriyas of Megillah. And then there's a whole literature about this, but you have to look up the Mahag inside what exactly he meant, what he said, what he did say, blah, blah, blah. A whole thing. But that, again, I'm not here to give a share on this topic. But what I wanted to do is the Marheshes with you. There's a famous sefer Marheshes by Penach Agus. He was one of the big Talmidei Chachamim in Vilna. He's a Nazi trying to kill him. Well, whole story. He had his grandson confessing him, Dr. Agus. And he wrote the famous sacred Marcus. This is the nice new printing of it. So he wants to give a svara. I don't think this is what the Bahag had in mind himself. When the Bahag said that women can't be Motzi Anoshim, and what exactly did they have to look up the Bahag inside and see what he said, blah, blah, blah. But he wants to give another svara to this idea that even if women are Hayavos and Mikra Megillah, they still can't be Motzi men. So he says like this, oh, actually, no, but in Hama Bahag, Shein Dutti Motzi Anoshim, Kimat Isa Mizmara, and the Nachman, Mishim Haki, and only in Hala before Mishim Shiyatu Zahadu Yilu. We know that Mikra Megillah also has Hala.
from Halal, not just Turah. We know that not just Turah from Halal. Mitzvah says it has not run. We gave a whole packet for Hanukkah Torah to discuss whether you say Halal or any most one day, the Kayak of Halal, etc. The Pachacha, we're going to put up in Halal, which is Mitzvah says it's not run. Now, since Halal has a kiyum, since Kriyat Megillah rather has a kiyum of Halal also, and women don't have that obligation, they just have the kiyum of Kriya, Mitzad Kriya, not Mitzad Halal. So, therefore, that's why they shouldn't be able to be both men, because their kiyum is not is only a kiyum of Kriya, not Mitzad Halal, and men have a kiyum of Halal also. But even according to the Bahad, that's only a decree of Bayom. But the Kriya from the Gil of Alayla, Bayom. You know the Kriya Halal is only Bayom, as we said before. So at night, it's clearly not the Din of Halal. So the Machatzer suggests that din of the Bahan is only by the Kriya Bayom. It's the Kriya Bayom that the men have a Kri of Halal, which the women can't motzi them in, but Mashayin can the Kri of Halayla. Halayla, even the men don't have a Kri of Halal because there's no din Halal Halayla. Yeah, Halal Pesach is different. With the Rav Haggai, because it's Halal Shal Shira, we sing it even Balayla. It's a different thing. But in general, the Mishnah says the Halal is all. Any other Halal you can't say. If you want to say Halal Balayla, you can't. You know, you also. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's the whole. Different topic, it would deserve the whole share its own right, but we're not going to give up sharing it. Okay, well, just to conclude, so let's just review what we said. We discussed here the three things of tomorrow happened in the house of court, either because our ladies were told you to see up with the Lila, or because of Kadia Al-Kadia Hashem. The meaning has stayed in Yiddish, you don't have a Megillah, so then you read Halal. The Birka Yosef said the post given a master that way, and the Rambam's master is a little tiklu. And in Tziv, if you read between the lines of the Tziv, perhaps it's Kolei and Hitchma focus with the Chassam Sofer. The Tziv is a Drabbanon, so you need a Takana. So, and that's what the Gemara is saying. Why did they make a Takana? So the Mice, if they didn't make a Takana, they didn't make a Takana. So even though you don't have a Megillah, they have made a Takana for Halal. But if it's a Daraisa, then you don't need a Takana. They're made from Chassam Sofer. That with the Chassam Sofer, not only for that generation, it's all the pieces of us. Because the Kalba Chomer is a Daraisa for Kol HaDoros. And then, so then we discussed that Inyan, and we discussed the Inyan of Amida, that the Rambam says Birkas HaGomel has to be Amida. And the Rambam says Birkas HaGomel has to be Amida, so the question is why. So the Bach says because Moses says Moses is Kainim after everyone else is Amida. And the Elio Rabbah says because it's a Din and Halal. Since it's a Din and Halal, so Halal is Amida. How do we know Halal is Amida? Halal is Amida. They said Halal is Amida. The Shimon HaLekia says that Halal is Halal is Amida. So the Mela, that's the Hassan Shabbos question. Halal Bamida and Kriyas of Zohi Lima, but how can the Mishnah say it for a Yoshi? So based on that, so some could say that, he could say that, like some suggest that even though Kriyas of Zohi Lima, it's still a different type of Halal, and that Halal was not a requirement that Bamida was. It's not a direct. See, why do you have that Halal Bamida? Halal Bamida is more of a Halal Bamida is more, we should stand up. And here, it's not a direct speaking to God. You're reading the story and you're contemplating what's going on, so maybe that power doesn't have to be Bamida, even if you have to be up to go be Nilo. But still, or as a Nilo, maybe Yoshi, because that type of. But as a sovereign, maybe that's a rejection
of the soul of the Eliyahu Rabbah, and therefore maybe the comparison between Birkas HaGogol and Hallel is not so great, because you see that the comparison between the Yom and Hallel already is faulty, even though it's a bit Hallel. So therefore Birkas HaGogol, maybe this is so shouldn't apply, and therefore as the Sofa said, maybe Mikhail Din, you can have Birkas HaGogol even Balayla, even though if you tie it within Hallel, should be by Yom. You can see that the Yom within Hallel again is not there in Yeshiva, so Birkas HaGogol should be in Hallel, you should be back there even Balayla. But the Hassan Sofa said, so Mikhail Din, you think it's Mutter, but Kalima can tamper with Minhagi Israel. Even if you think that you have a rational idea here, and you don't like the Minhagi Israel, the Chalila is a tamper with Minhagi Israel. And then we discussed the Baha'at, that women can't, even though women are Hayomis in the Gila, they can't be mostly the men. And so the Bahesh's shot is because it's a din in. And the men's key is they also key hollow, and the male women are tourists from hollow, because Mrs. Sessay has a bankroma, and therefore that's why they can't be mostly men who have a double key of Kriya and a key of hollow, which both of them are going to be young people Kriya from the Gila, but the women only have a key of Kriya, they don't have a key of hollow. But at night, when the men themselves don't even have a key of hollow, there's not hollow, the young except below Pesa, which is a different type of hollow, so the male, then they can be mostly the men. At night as well. So these are certain discussions that revolve around the if you have the Rabbunder in the Pata Yitzchak on the last page here. Here's the Gemara. So he quotes the Meiri, the last line, Vada Shabbatos on the Meiri, he said he dats Yachid, so I lose cover post, him should be in Shahal before, who accuses the Milsa Dabra that Paul has borrowed. And he comes to the Gemara, Shriyatos of the Yotu before, Shriyatos of the Kriyas Hamagila, who Mikhail comes Halo, and he takes it, he puts it, the Halo, and they say, who honors for Megillah? Just because you're honest for Megillah, how are you gonna end the Yotu? The Meiri said that Haray Hamakai, I lose Halo on the Oris of Hades. He wants to say that the theme of Hallel is parallel to the type of nace that you had. The nace, the nace goloi, as the amir is Hallel, the amir of Beluya. When you have a nace goloi, then you say Hallel, the goloi. Hallel was the Hashem, the whole Hashem, the goloi, blah, 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 blah. And when the nace mister, as amir is Hallel, the amir is Kassir, so Hallel goloi. But if the nace is mister, so the halal is also mister. You have to know the one. Eina kavana b'zeh the megillah is mokum halal. The megillah is min halal if me atzmo. The hainu halal tomul mi b'fnim hoch kriyas megillah mi b'chus. Asher alkenin hu onus al kriyas megillah hara yu onus gam gamal ha-halal. So in other words, because the word is that the chachamim only misakim this type of halal. So on the nace mister, you have a halal mister. The halal megillah is not the idea, but the Musa Haskell is that the Al-Misakash of Polyomi Mother, that, you know, I come in Baruch Hu, you know, things happen to you and people in life, and when we're in it, you don't understand what's going on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating everything for the Torah. So we don't always know. It's called the Oven Rachmana L'Tav Oven. But when you're in it, you don't see it. You know, we play this Chasam Sofer, according to the Mebarak, because Kahus Rishis Achorai, one way later on, Chasam Sofer says, you see, so the fact is, you only see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in retrospect. A lot of times you don't see it while it's happening. You only see his back. I mean, you only understand things in retrospect. Of what happens. A lot of times when people, you know, you realize what's going on in your personal life, in the life of Klal Yisrael, things don't go the way you think they should go, and you don't understand what's going on, and whatever, and the idea is that a lot of times it's a process. And sometimes the process is painful to go through the process. But I'm going to talk about sometimes, you know, when you build something, so the process you get to the, you know, it happens right away, if you don't have a good foundation, you're building the process. So whatever I'm going to building for you in your life, sometimes it doesn't happen right away because it's a process that I'm going to talk about. So that's what the Gilas Esther was. The Gilas Esther was a whole process of the story of the party of this and that and this, and it all led to the Yeshua. Crazy story.
this party, that party, this one was the queen, and that one was the queen, and the whole thing led to the Yeshua. But we didn't see it. It was all been behested. So power has to be behested. It's not like a union. So even if you don't have a union, you can't lead the house. It's like the house of Gola. House of Gola has no place.
There's a mess talk about it also, and that's the soul of Kriyoso Zohar Hilila, the believing in Al Nisecha Shem Kol Yom Yimanu, and as the Svarim say, I'll repeat this again from Rav Michal of Zlachov.
Very important thing from Malki Bakodesh. From the library back to Sefer Malki Bakodesh, Rabbi Mandelbaum, who was the librarian from 1948 to 1998, it was very exciting that we have the Sefer Malki Bakodesh in the library. It was from the middle of Lacha. So he writes, what does Emunah mean? It means if you have Emunah comes from the same Lashon by he omein as Hadassah. And Mordecai
raise God also. Because the amount of food you have, that was raised in Hashem. You believe in Hashem, but that causes Hashem. That's why Amuda is called Amuda Hashem Gibbon. Because your Amuda is a foster in Hashem to have.
So it is Hashem. But you want to have more Hashem. You want Hashem to look into you more and care about you more. So the amount of Amuda you have is what's going to force. That's why Amud is called Moshe Gidl, like he ordained Sadas.
And that's the song that Purim should bring, you know, in our lives. So we're not in the tekufa now of Nes Nigus, but everything is a Nes thing. And you know what Chazanish said, that the greatest Hashkafa practice that we see today is through Zivugim, through Shidukim, how people meet and things like that. That's where we see the Yad Hashem in the greatest way, that man is there. And even though sometimes we don't see it right away, and sometimes it's a circuitous route, but the Chazanish said, this man is there, that we don't have Jewish Shiva the same way we used to have it, but that has to, we see in many areas in life, but especially in that idea. But the idea is that a person has to have a Buddha. You know, because when you have Yeish, that closes the tzidoros. You have Emunah, that's Vayomei. That's what fosters the greater Hashkafa. So, you know, the Purim is a man of Tefillah. That's the Yisod of Purim. That anyone is Mekaveh in Hashem, he won't be turned down. And Purim is a time of Tefillah called Moshe Yad, no Tefillah, that anyone who sticks out their hand, he's supposed to give Tzedakah. The Svarim say it applies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, and anyone who's Moshe Yad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Purim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special Siyat in Ishmael, so it's a special time that you should daven. Whatever needs that you have, personal needs, communal needs, family needs, that's the Zman to daven. His Purim is his Zman that you should daven. That's why you shouldn't stay up so late. You know, some people stay up so late for a night. And then they wake up late and they're drowsy and they don't daven well and they fall asleep during the Megillah. You know, you should get some sleep and makes, you know, so you're awake. But this is his Zman that you can really daven. It's not that you have to get the Megillah, you have to get the word of the Megillah, so you don't want to drowse, you know, fall asleep in the middle of the Megillah. But it is not of davening, it's the man of Lahodiya Shakol Kovacha Lo Yevoshim, it's the man of Nes Nister. And, you know, it's a hot, you know, that's the man. You've got to take advantage of that. It's one day of the year for him. So it's not a day. People think Purim is just Yom HaDepadre. You just go wild, you go crazy, it's a happy day, but it's serious. In other words, serious not in a sad way, but you know, happiness and serious, is not a conflict. But it's something you should take advantage of. We spoke last night about the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, the chiyuv of tefillah.
Okay, that's the point that I wanted to bring out through this Priyatos on Leo. We'll break for a minute, and then we'll go back, and we'll talk, give the Chumashir and more about Baruch.